Closing arguments are set to begin Monday in the Derek Chauvin trial. The former Minneapolis police officer is charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd.
Over the last 3 weeks, we have heard testimony from eyewitnesses, family members, officers, and medical experts. Now the nation waits on the verdict. News Nation's Felicia Bolton has a closer look at what we know so far and what's to come. Felicia, good evening.
Good evening. As the Chauvin trial goes on, civil unrest continues outside the courtroom, sparked by a separate officer-involved shooting of an unarmed black man in the suburbs of Minneapolis just last weekend. The jury is set to be sequestered Monday as they hear closing arguments inside of the courtroom, which is closed off by added security and barbed wire fences. The prosecution took 2 weeks for testimony, while the defense took 2 days. They rested shortly after Derek Chauvin invoked his Fifth Amendment right not to testify. Defense attorney Eric Nelson argued that then officer Derek Chauvin was struggling with George Floyd. Nelson's case focused on blaming Floyd's death on an underlying heart condition and his illegal drug use. Evidence released in the courtroom revealed that Floyd had high blood pressure and narrowed arteries. Witnesses for the defense blamed Floyd's death on fentanyl and meth in his system.
In your opinion, was this a use of deadly force?
It was not.
For the prosecution side, they included emotional eyewitness testimonies, medical doctors, and police officers. Their witnesses insisted Chauvin's actions led to Floyd's death. They called Floyd's brother on the stand to add a spark of life testimony. In a tearful account, he described his brother as a human, a person that will be missed.
When we went to the funeral, it's just, George just sat there at the casket. Over and over again, he would just say, "Mama, Mama," over and over again. And I didn't know what to tell him because I was in pain too. We all were hurting. And he was just kissing her and just kissing her. He didn't want to leave the casket.
All testimonies are done. Starting this Monday, the jury will be sequestered. Minneapolis Public Schools announced they will go back to distance learning starting Wednesday in anticipation of the verdict in this case. Now, legal and police experts I spoke to say the outcome could lead to widespread praise or backlash.